Any of you folks out there so old you could die any day now and you're thinking of doing something big before you check out? Something big like this granny did? Woman celebrating her 90th birthday by skydiving? Mary Armstrong jumped out of a plane at 12,000 feet, 90 years of age. The widow plummeted at 120 miles per hour. Boy, you read that and you get alarmed. The widow plummeted at 120 miles per hour. No, she wanted to. It's okay. Don't rescue her. She knows what she's doing. She said afterwards, quote, "It was lovely," unquote. It's always interesting when these sorts of activities are tackled by those you don't anticipate tackling it, those you wouldn't think would be as interested, those you think shouldn't be doing this. I think of, let's go to the other end of the spectrum. Let's take a baby, an infant. I think of when they go skydiving, how unusual that is and how that becomes a news story. We took a baby skydiving in Hutchinson once, little 7-month-old. Had a little chute, just a little parachute. He seemed pretty freaked out at first. You know, you can't communicate with him, but he seemed agitated at first. I don't think he wanted to jump. But like so many little ones, he didn't know what was best for him. You know, they don't know. So we chucked him out of the plane. We chucked him pretty good. Cartwheeling little rag doll is what he was there. I'll never forget. Once he's out of the plane, you can't make out the expression on the face, but I remember yelling from the plane door afterwards. Well, I think we were all yelling, "Pull the chute! Pull the chute!" We were screaming. Of course, at 7 months, they don't understand all that stuff. You know, they don't understand commands. Or at least that's what we learned from that experience.